everyone, and welcome. So nice to be with you. My name is Will, and I am coming to you straight from the middle of the Great Resignation, the Turnover Tsunami, the Great Reshuffle. Coming to you from very, very strange times. So I want to talk a little bit about what that means for all of us that call ourselves recruiters. Next on the Recruiting Nerd Podcast. Hi, everyone, and thank you for being here. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. This is my first ever attempt at a podcast. It may very well be my last ever attempt at a podcast, but think of it this way. If you are hearing me now, you can say that you were in on the ground floor from the point where the Recruiting Nerd Podcast went from zero subscribers to four subscribers. You will be part of the journey, my friends. So glad you're here. My name is Will. I'm really excited about this. I've actually been thinking about doing this for a long time. I had a blog called therecruitingnerd.com. It was a great outlet for me, something I really enjoyed. And now I'm taking it to a different medium. Let's talk about nerdy things. Let's talk about recruiting things. Let's talk about talent things. Let's talk about candidates. Let's talk about hiring managers. Let's talk about everything. All right. So again, so glad you're here. Really appreciate it and looking forward to sharing random thoughts with you. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to do a little bit of reflection. And one of the things that I had was thinking about was actually the evolution of our industry and what we do. There is no doubt that what we are experiencing right now is unprecedented. We haven't seen things like this. And if you've been working as a recruiter, talent acquisition professional, talent sourcer, whatever it may be, you are certainly experiencing, I'm sure, some things that you have not experienced before. One of the things that came to me as I was thinking about this is that despite the fact that things are that much different, I'm not sure that things have changed. Now, before you start yelling at me, please allow me to explain. What I was thinking about was not necessarily the fact that the landscape has changed or the market has changed or expectations from the various folks that we interact with, whether it be hiring managers or candidates, have changed. What I was reflecting on was the fact that what it truly takes to be successful in the world of recruiting, it may have evolved, it may have received a tweak, but I don't think it's changed. I think there are fundamental concepts in what we do every single day that are as true right now as they have ever been. Probably even more so. So this past week, I had really what is my favorite week of the entire year. That would be Thanksgiving Day week/weekend. Really incredible time. Had the opportunity to spend it with a lot of family, those that I was born with and those that I chose as well. Really, really good stuff. Nothing to not love about Thanksgiving. We're talking about family, friends, food, football, naps, camaraderie, maybe some backyard games. Just a really, really good time. But anyways, during that time, I had some time off from work. And this gave me an opportunity to really reflect on some things, to really think about, you know, kind of where I am and where my industry is, my profession is, where I've come from, what's old, what's new, what's different, what's the same. And I've come to some conclusions. Conclusion one, and let's be real. It is awesome to be wanted. Oh, it feels good. It feels so good. From the Wall Street Journal this past week. From the Wall Street Journal. the hardest job to recruit for? Other recruiters. Love it. It is good to be loved. It is good to be needed. Which is awesome. But I started thinking to myself, well, why now? Why now? I mean, what we've been doing for the longest time has always been awesome. Why is it getting so much press now? And so I took a moment. I channeled my inner Valente Quintana. For those of you who don't know, that is the Mexican Sherlock Holmes. And I started to investigate. And here's what I discovered. And it may come as a surprise. Yes, things are different. They're challenging. I hear it from my team all of the time. They are facing unique challenges that I never had to face when I was sitting in the recruiting chair. Like, I just never had to deal with some of the things that are going on right now. It's a crazy labor market. But the fundamentals of what it means to be a good recruiter have not changed at all. So back in 2016, which seems like years and years and years ago, it was 5 years ago, I wrote an article for SourceCon. For those of you that aren't familiar with the SourceCon community, I highly recommend you take an opportunity to go to a SourceCon conference, engage with some SourceCon folks. They're really an interesting bunch. They just a bunch of incredible ideas, like really, really focused on things that can help you differentiate yourself in the world of talent acquisition. So please take the time to do that. But anyways, I digress. I wrote an article called The Modern Day Sourcer. And it came from a really interesting place, I think, in my career. I had made the transition from an agency recruiter to a corporate recruiter, and some things had really come to light for me. Some things that maybe I didn't see during my days as an agency recruiter. Some things that I could bring to an organization that I thought really separated myself from other corporate recruiters and would help me advance my career. And that's really what this article was about. And as I looked at it this past weekend, kind of taking a trip down memory lane, if you will, I noticed that there are some things in here that I think I would still tell my team today. I just want to, you know, touch on a couple of these things that I had talked about. The first one was search expert. Now, this will not be mind-blowing for anyone within the industry, right? We know that one of the things that really separates ourselves is, you know, the ability to find talent, right? Anybody can post a job, wait for the right person to apply, read a resume, send somebody a questionnaire and move that resume along to the hiring manager. What we're talking about here is really the ability to find talent that other organizations can't find. And that means honing your skills to the point where you can find people that other people can't find. And much more than that, you need to be able to engage those folks and really, really sell your organization. And that's where the second point in this article, ambassador, comes in. So in ambassador, I talk about really the ability to engage candidates and relate to them, approach a phone screen with empathetic listening, and understand really what it means to have interest, a genuine interest for the needs and ambitions and desires of the candidate. I mean, that's really important. And if you can take those things and you can relate them to some of the things that you know that your organization has to offer, that's really going to differentiate you. This idea kind of came about, unfortunately, also from SourceCon conferences where I met these brilliant individuals, right? They could just do some of the most amazing things on the web. They could extract information from the most mysterious places. And they would say, look, I found this person that no one else would find. And the follow-up question, of course, is, all right, you found them. Now what are you going to do? at which point I would get plenty of blank stares, right? So they were really into finding the information, but didn't necessarily know how to take that lead or the information that they had uncovered and turned it into a viable candidate. So there was that. Then I talk about being a chief strategist. Again, that really applies. Like being able to go in to an intake session or a strategy session or whatever you call it with your hiring manager and really being able to talk with them about strategy. Be an advisor. Don't be an order taker. Be an advisor. You're the expert. You have the expertise. They hire one person every 3 years. You hire people every day, right? Your job is to go in there and tell them how this process is supposed to work. But in order to do that, you need to have a strategy. You've got to do your homework. You've got to utilize the tools at your disposal, do some labor market research, utilize data, play upon your own experiences and insights, what you know from the market, what you know from the various individuals that you've talked to. And you've got to sit down with the hiring manager and talk about that, give them a sense of how this is really going to work, set expectations, and then more importantly, when you get back to your desk and you're looking for talent, have a strategy. Every recruiter goes to LinkedIn. Every recruiter posts jobs on their career site. What differentiates you? What makes you different? And if you can't answer that question, it's time to look into maybe expanding your skills. And that's okay. We all have to do that all the time. So, and then finally, the last thing I talked about was teacher. And I actually made reference to the G.I. Joe cartoon, not the real life, the actual cartoon. Well, not the Channing Tatum one, the cartoon one that I grew up with way back in the day, kind of giving away my age there. But at the end of every episode, there would be an educational message and it would be followed with the tagline, "Knowing is half the battle." Well, I can tell you that knowing is half the battle. And there are a lot of people you're going to interact with every single day who don't know. You're going to deal with other talent acquisition professionals, other people on your team, other recruiters, other sourcers that don't know. So where does your value really lie, right? So we can help be advisors to our hiring managers, to our leaders, help them be better at talent acquisition. But I got to tell you, you better have the ability to make the people around you, your teammates, better too. Right? That's where the real value lies. There is not a champion in any major sport that has ever thrived without making the people around them better. You need to make the people around you better. You need to take those best practices that you have learned, those techniques that have benefited you, all the knowledge that you have gained, and you need to keep an open mind and keep learning while at the same time sharing those things with those around you. So I had an opportunity to reflect on that. I wrote that article, like I said, 5 years ago. And I'm thinking about that article now. Like, what about that was true then, but is not true now? It's still true now. All of it is. That and 100 other things that the best recruiting and sourcing professionals in the world have ever known. Those things are all true. But now they have visibility. Now they have a stage, right? So I think it's really up to us. We have a responsibility, if I'm being quite honest, to really step up and show our capability and our worth. We have a chance to really elevate our profession, not our job, not our own personal careers. Think about elevating a profession. That's where we are. The Wall Street Journal, the most sought after skill set in the country right now, is what we do for a living. So how do we get better? Right? It's different, but it's the same. So that'll do it for the first ever episode of the Recruiting Nerd Podcast. I am still figuring this out, so thank you for being patient with me. I have so many ideas kicking around in my head that I can't wait to share with you, so I hope you will join in the future. But until then, much love. Have a good one.